U.S. greater than 43-year-old teacher in Penang found dead in his car before heading to school. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz 43-year-old teacher in Penang found dead in his car before heading to school news. 43-year-old teacher in Penang found dead in his car before heading to school. CCTV footage shows two suspects believed to have vandalized Shah Alam mural. Malaysians urged to stop partying after 328 detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs. Volkswagen Malaysia issues voluntary recall for certain models produced between 2011 to 2015. 21 new cases recorded, including 13 from a new cluster at Kluang Old Folks Home. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word keling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. People features lifestyle. Syed Siddiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. From bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard. Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A teacher was found dead in his car in the parking lot of his house near the Payaterubong Market, Georgetown on the morning of 20 July. According to Berita Harian, the 43-year-old man had not shown up at school that day, which caused the headmaster to be worried about the man's safety. The headmaster then decided to go to the man's house and found him lying motionless in his car. Northeast District Police Chief, Assistant Commissioner Sofian Santong, said they received an emergency call at 10:35 a.m. regarding the incident. He said that the headmaster had called the deceased's mother to ask why the man had not come to school, but she told the headmaster that her son had already left. Concerned about that, the headmaster then went to the man's house and found that his car engine was not turned on while he was found unconscious inside, he said. The headmaster then knocked on the car window, but the man did not move before calling the MERS 999 emergency line. Sofian added that the deceased was last seen by his mother at 6:30 a.m. while preparing to go to school. According to his mother, the man did not have a health history or treatment from the hospital, but he was said to have had health problems a month ago. However, he did not go to the hospital but only bought medicine from the pharmacy. Preliminary investigation found that no criminal element was found at the scene and the man was found dead in the car without the engine turned on, Sofian said. He was pronounced dead by the medical team at 10:45 a.m. and the case was classified as sudden death. Also read, Malaysian teacher falls to his death while preparing for school reopening. Source, Penang Kini. Source, Penang Kini. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.